sir?
Hello?
And what is your name?
My name is Paul Alvarez Jr.
Okay, who's my little son? Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to serve as your lead panelist this afternoon, sir. So just hold on.
Okay.
Mr. Alvarez?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Paul Alvarez Jr., ADC number 267493.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This is concerning the three allegations on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on June 4th. You signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
June 4th.
It's the paper you signed that said the hearing would be conducted today.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
And on that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire an attorney at your expense.
Okay.
Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm just going to be able to represent myself right now.
Okay, that's totally fine. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I will just be the panel lead today during this hearing.
Okay.
Also with us in the room, we have Senior CCO Officer Westby, who's with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Alvarez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth will help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Alvarez?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Mr. Westby?
Thank you.
Mr. Alvarez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Alvarez, I'm going to read each of these three allegations to you, and as I finish each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start phase one of your hearing with this. And allegation number one is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 23rd, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 4th, 2018. Mr. Alvarez, is that true or false?
I know I had missed one, and then she had to contact the place where I was living at. She goes to drop a sample, and I did that following Friday. But I did miss one, but I did go in a couple of days later and
okay. So you did miss one, you said?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
so this could be
sure
true.
It was dirty.
This allegation number one is true then.
What's that?
The allegation that it is true, that you did miss.
Yeah, okay. Yes, but I later,
right.
Later weigh in, she goes to miss one.
Totally understood. Here's allegation number two, and that's that you're in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about April 27th, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated May 3rd, 2018. Mr. Alvarez, is that true or false?
That is saying that I submitted a dirty UA?
Yes. There was a positive for methamphetamine on your
that's
task.
That's correct. When I went in, when she had called me and said to go submit a UA, yes, I was fully aware I was dirty.
Okay. So you had used methamphetamine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the last one, the third allegation, is that you were in violation of condition number 3. As demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House, 314 West Maryland in Mesa, on or about May 3rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your signed parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Alvarez, is that true or false?
That's I didn't report that's true. I just kind of lost focus of everything in.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
Okay. Based on Mr. Alvarez's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal waste company.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Alvarez, we'll go to phase two of your hearing, which is the phase where we determine if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we go too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be right back with you to talk some more.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby?
On January 25, 2018, Mr. Elbrecht was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 17, 2018 by Tempe PD on a new misdemeanor charge of false reporting. He was back in DOC custody May 18, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 10, 2018, which reflects 14 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2011, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 2011, aggravated harassment, 1.5 years. 2011, criminal damage, 1.5 years. 2014, theft, 1 year. This is his third term at DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Part of terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release completion, 5 months. 2014, TIS release completion, 30 days. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2006, dangerous drug violation, California, disposition unknown. 2011, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5B6. I do have status of charges from senior parole officer Poyser dated June 5th, 2018 at state. The felony pled guilty on May 18th, 2018 to misdemeanor false reporting. It was sentenced to time served.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Alvarez,
yes, ma'am.
You also have a brief written summary of your case. And it looks like you were released in January to go to the Mesa House.
Yes, ma'am.
It looks like originally you were at the one. Are there two of them? There's one on 28 South Olive, and then there's another one at 314 West Maryland?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you just moved from one to the other then?
Right.
Okay, but then it looks like on May 3rd, you took off and didn't come back. Where'd you go?
Yeah, I just got sidetracked once again in my life, and I to this day I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, because I had a good job. Hello?
Yes, keep going. Go.
Because I had a good job and everything, and I just, I was doing good. I just,
Well, what happened the day that you left? Did you go to work that day?
No, I just completely stopped. I stopped going to work. I didn't go back to the halfway house, and like I said, to this day I'm still trying to figure out why I do that. You know, it's just, that drug is just a powerful thing, you know, and it's, I realized that I have no control over it at that time, and just, totally destroyed everything I was working for.
So that was around the end of April, you think?
Yes.
And how did you slip back into drug use? What made you do it?
I don't want to put the blame on the people I met, because I'm able to make my own choices, but I just got sidetracked and started hanging out with the wrong people again.
Well, yeah, you know what happens when you do that.
Exactly.
We hear that every day over and over again. But
yeah, I know.
It's kind of the company
I know. Eventually, it's bound to get into my head that enough's enough, like I said, I don't know how I got. I was one of those people who was telling myself that I was not going to get back into doing that, and I was, I was doing good, going to meetings and everything, and I don't know. It was just, my words came back to kick me in my ass.
Okay. Are you going to meetings?
Yeah,
standing here. Are you going to meetings now? You going to meetings now there at Red Rock?
What's that?
Are you going to meetings now at Red Rock?
I've gone to a couple of AAs, and I've been going to church and stuff, but I'm still trying to fill it out and stuff,
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same as being out there and
stuff. No, it's not.
There's a lot more challenges out there.
Oh, you're right. But AA and NA are a good resource, because you have them not only in there, but you also have them on the outside.
Yes. I think what I need to do is, like, when I was out there, when I was going to meetings and stuff, I would participate, but I really wasn't getting to like the whole sponsorship thing. And there's a few times where a couple, you know what I mean, good people wanted to be my sponsor, and I just didn't take it up at the time because I was working a lot and whatnot. But I think really next time I just got to put more effort into it.
Okay.
And really associate myself with them type of people, you know?
Right.
Good, good, solid people that want to work and have something for once in their lives, you know?
Okay. And it says here that you were working. Did you just stay at the one McDonald's the whole time?
Yeah, I was doing good there.
Yeah, it says you were.
They were giving me lots of hours, and I was happy with it. Like I said, I don't know what happened that drug, it really is a dangerous drug because it just takes control of you and for me, it distances myself from my family, from all my responsibilities, and in the end, I'm just left wondering how the hell would I do that in the right state of mind? I wouldn't have done that.
Right. So what family do you have? You mentioned your family.
I have a son in Casa Grande, and I have my mother in Casa Grande. You know, I was doing good. My mom was bringing my son, and I was seeing him, taking him out to eat. And
how old's your son?
He just turned 7 on May 10th.
Oh, 7 years old. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And does he live with your mom?
No, he lives with his mama.
Okay, with his mom. Okay.
So I know, you know what I mean? I'm dealing with all the, you know what I mean? The people that I know I let down because, you know, at work, you know, I know the people, the guys depended on me because I was always there helping them out. So I know I let people down, and I have to face those people eventually, you know. And I don't know. This is, I'm going to have a lot to do when I get out, and, you know, hopefully I can make the better choice this time around because I'm tired of going through the in and out of this. You know, it's been a long time. I'm 34, I'm 35 now, so, you know, I keep telling myself I want to try to make something for myself, you know, and I said, I don't know what happened. I just got sidetracked and I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Alders, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay, no questions. I see none in the room. We're coming up toward the end of your hearing, sir, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. If you need it, tell us anything else without repeating something you've already said. Anything else?
Okay. What's that?
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
I want to apologize to everyone that, you know, when you guys released me, that, you know what I mean, I intended to do well and follow through with all my parole and everything, and I know I made myself look bad, but really I'm not a bad person. I do have good intentions. You know, I just, you know me, I sometimes know I've been making a lot of mistakes in my life, but I'm coming to a point in my life where, you know, enough is enough, and whether you guys want to believe me or anyone else in my life, you know, because I know I've let a lot of people down, it's just a matter of showing it and proving it now, you know, so thanks for giving me the opportunity to have this hearing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. The board is going to go into discussion, and all we ask is you just remain on the phone there, listen to the discussion, and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you with a decision. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. The board is now in discussion. This is a truly, truly unfortunate case it sounds like Mr. Alvarez is getting to a point in his life. He mentioned he's 34 years old, and he's just tired of the revolving door. But he knows he made this mistake, but he got back with the wrong people. And I hopefully this will be the wake-up call that he needs to know that he has to stay away from the wrong people. And he knows that AA and NA is a good place to find the right people to hang out with. So I'm at this point, he has just a little over 2-3 months left. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to reinstate on community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
based on information known in warrant number 2018W1323, our conversation with Mr. Alvarez, and information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Alvarez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 14 days and relapsing into methamphetamine use, as unfortunate as that was. That is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Seconded by Dr. Wright. Agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. New, Mr. Quinones. Okay. Mr. Alvarez, back to you. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. But you have it released date right now of October 10th.
Yes.
And at that point, you'll be released and you'll be done. You won't have any parole officer to worry about.
Okay.
I hope that you've, I know you're thinking about it, because I can tell by the way you, when you talk with us, that you're kind of at a point where you don't want to be using drugs anymore. And you've got a lot of responsibility. You've got a seven-year-old son who needs his dad out, not in the prison, not in prison. Plus, you've got to be a role model for him so that he doesn't get involved in it, in the drugs. So we sure wish you the best, sir. Hope you are able to use this last time, this last couple of months in prison, to make a good plan, a good solid plan, so you, when you get out, you can just kind of hit the ground running and don't get back with the wrong people, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Your hearing is over, and we appreciate if you give the phone back to the CO3.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.